Bronze Star vet warns Afghan allies are untrustworthy. Radical Islamists following attack on National Guard. By Olivia Rondo on November 28, 2025. Bronze Star recipient Mark Lucas detailed how the U.S. military's Afghan allies were untrustworthy and perpetuated a barbaric culture of pedophilia and abusing women in an interview after it was revealed that the suspect in the Washington, D.C. shooting of two members of the National Guard is an Afghan national who previously worked with the CIA. Rahmanullah O'Connell, 29, arrived in the United States in 2021 under the Biden administration's Operation Allies Welcome Project in the aftermath of the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan. The Washington State resident and father of five worked in a special CIA-backed Afghan army unit before leaving his home country, the Associated Press reported. O'Connell also reportedly worked for #AfghanEvac, a nonprofit organization that helps resettle Afghans who aided the U.S. in the war. During the Wednesday attack that left 20-year-old SPC Sarah Beckstrom dead and 24-year-old Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf fighting for his life, O'Connell allegedly yelled "Allahu Akbar." Lucas, founder of the organization Veteran Action, joined InfoWars Brianna Morello on Friday to share his experience as a decorated combat veteran who served during the decades-long war in Afghanistan. As a platoon leader meeting with local Afghan elders in 2010, Lucas said he learned of the pederastic phenomenon known as bachabazi, where enslaved children called chai boys were horrifically abused. They had small little boys that were called chai boys, maybe 8 or 9 years old, who were at every single one of our meetings giving us tea, he recalled. And my Afghan interpreter told me that those young boys were sold into sexual slavery, and their parents were willing to sell their children in hopes that they would be able to be sent to Kabul to get a higher education from these elders. But my interpreter proudly told me that many of these young boys would grow up to become men. They'd come back and they would kill those elders, Lucas continued, before saying how the Afghans would beat their women. While his unit had three women who served as members of its female engagement team, Lucas said, "We had to constantly protect them from our Afghan allies in the Afghan border patrol. When we'd go out on a foot patrol, you'd have these sick Afghan men just hover around them." He explained, before issuing a grave warning against accepting people from such cultures into the U.S. "So I'm trying to warn people that these aren't folks that you want in your neighborhood. These aren't people that you want in control of your city council. They will tell you everything that you want to hear on the campaign trail. As we've seen in Dearborn, Michigan, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, even in Texas. There are these radical Islamists that will say whatever they can to get into power. But once they reach a tipping point, when they feel like they can dominate you, they will. And that culture I was talking about in Afghanistan, that was mainstream. My military commanders told us just to focus on the mission, and we had to bite our tongue on a lot of what we saw over there. You had a lot of husbands and fathers that saw how these people beat their women, how they raped their boys, and we wanted to protect them, but we were told to stand down." Morello then played a 2022 video report from Sky News Australia detailing the disturbing practice of Afghan parents selling their adolescent daughters to adult men in marriage. "Those images that you showed of those parents who are willing to sell their children in Afghanistan, I saw that time and time again in 2010. Lucas said, before reiterating his warning about allowing Afghans to immigrate to the U.S. "The women that are attached to my unit, if we wouldn't protect them, they would have been beaten and raped by those Afghan men," he said. "They have no respect for our culture. They have no love for America. They want to dominate us." President Donald Trump announced that he will permanently pause migration from all third world countries to allow the U.S. system to fully recover in a late-night Thursday post on Truth Social. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.